Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good evening and welcome to Alaska Live. I'm your host, I'm Lori Neufeld, here in the studio at KUAC. It's Ryan Bowers and Brain Trust. Ryan, you want to introduce your band?
Hi, I'm Ryan Bowers.
We're the Brain Trust.
And this is the Brain Trust. The Brain Trust is Travis Burrows on drums, Aurora Bowers on fiddle, Emily Anderson on keyboard, and Nate McDonald on guitar.
All right. Well, how are we starting out Alaska Live today?
We thought we'd start off with a song of mine called Morning Processes. Coming with me.
It is Ryan Bowers and Brain Trust here for Alaska Live on KUAC. And wow, you know, sometimes people think of a lineup of, you know, fiddle and upright bass and guitar as, oh, well, that's going to be kind of a bluegrass or a country band. And I wouldn't describe that song at all bluegrass or country. It's more like pop, Americana pop.
Yeah, it's
a good description, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of poppy. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a good sense of the word, I think, where it's
totally not
insulting. It's catchy and concise.
It's got some hooks. It's got some hooks to it. Yeah. And you are writing the songs for this new lineup that you've put together, Ryan?
All the stuff we're going to play for you tonight are things that are going to be on my upcoming album that we're working on.
And you're working on that at 10th Planet.
I am, with Pat and Robin. And eventually Robin is going to be playing some banjo and maybe doing some vocals.
Rumor had it that she might be here tonight, but that
she's
rumor
a busy woman.
Is, yeah, she's a busy woman. Much in demand, Robin Dale Ford, that banjo player. Well, this is a great lineup of some of Fairbanks's finest young musicians here. Emily Anderson, I love it that you're here with your keyboards, too. That just adds something more, too. And so that would be it adds like not a bluegrass feel to it. And not that I don't love bluegrass. I know you do, too, Ryan. But it's nice to see you branching out.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of different, I don't know, different things like going into the, I don't know, the sounds that I'm going to have on the album, and that just come from a lot of the different things that I like.
Cool.
I mean, I think the kind of joking description that I gave you earlier was U2 meets Nickel Creek at a Bill Staines concert.
U2 meets Nickel Creek at a Bill Staines concert. That's
probably
nice.
For most people out there, two of those will either mean something or will be something that you like. And for anyone out there who likes all three of those things, come talk to me afterwards.
For anybody who doesn't like any of them, stop listening.
Oh, there's something for everybody.
Whenever he'd play these songs for me, I'd be like, I'm picturing them bluegrass, and now hearing them as he was picturing them, I'm like, oh, wow, these are very different songs than I originally imagined.
So, Aurora, you and Ryan are siblings, and so you're getting some time together to flesh out these songs at home, probably, even, huh?
Yeah, totally, and I've been hearing all these songs in their every step of the process, kind of, and so it's so cool. Like, most of these songs, I've either only heard Ryan play for me on bass, or, like, we've played in a duo. And so hearing them in a full band in the studio, like, almost for the first time is, like, super awesome. And it's amazing how fast it's come together.
Right, because there at the 10th Planet Studio, are you oftentimes playing together or are you playing your parts individually?
Well, when we went in there for the first session, it was four of us. It was me, Aurora, Travis, and Emily. And we laid down rhythm parts, just all playing it live.
Oh, I love that. It gives a good feel, too, when you're all playing it live, even in a studio setting when you're recording. I think that's super cool.
Definitely.
Yeah, it definitely adds some, like, energy to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. What's next?
All right. Got one of mine called Sticks and Stones. Travis is going to kick this one off.
right with you. I know that you don't mean those words you say, 'cause after all, you're still here too. You're the only one that can knock me down, 'cause you're the only one that I care so much about. You can take my dreams from a frozen field, you can find my heart scattered among the leaves, you can break my bones with a single blow, I can weather the sticks and stones if only you won't hurt me. You can break my bones with a single blow, you can find my heart scattered among the leaves, you can break my bones.
Oh, I like that. I mean, when I said pop Americana, that was one of those, not an emo song, but it had some emotion in it, you know? I mean, we all can be hurt by those things, and that was nice. Yeah. That was really nice.
Thank you.
So that's another one that's going to be on the upcoming CD called Sweet Calamity.
Indeed.
And when did you name that album? Just recently?
I named it just a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
It's named after one of the tracks on the album. That is one of my newest songs, but the actual phrase Sweet Calamity that appears in that song and on the name of the album is actually the oldest line in the whole album. It's something that came to me about 5 or 6 years ago, and I couldn't think of anything to do with it until just recently.
So have you been writing these songs, thinking about kind of a lineup kind of like this for a while, or is this something that, came to you recently, this drums and keys and some strings and...
I mean, I think the biggest consideration in who I decided that I wanted to play with me is just all my favorite people, basically. Aww. You know, that I've played with in different bands throughout the years.
Yeah, like Emily Anderson. I mean, she's been here with you as part of the Extra Tufts.
That was a good time.
And that was a good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you would wear your Extra Tufts to your gigs and... Yeah, that was super cute. And Sabi Flores, who is also a former member of the Extra Tufts band, she's on your album too, just not here tonight.
Not recorded yet.
Okay, gotcha.
But we have plans.
We have plans.
If you're listening, Sabi.
Yes.
We will find you.
I think she might have...
Report at 4 o'clock to the studio tomorrow.
You know, Sabi might have made it into the promo because I wasn't quite sure of the lineup, so I just threw her in there too.
Spirit.
Yeah.
But there was a great piece of advice that I got, earlier this year. I was talking to someone who had just released an album about, things that were good ideas in picking who you have to play with you. And, she said, don't think about even what parts you want. Just think of who you like to play with and who you trust. And so I picked all, just the people that I trust who know what I'm looking for, and it's great. I don't have to explain myself, and they get me.
That's kind of a good life lesson too. It's like, well, who do you want to hang out with? Do you want to hang out with the people that are good people, or do you want to hang out with the pretty people? You know, I mean,
what are you implying? There's a razor on the radio right now, is what you say.
I think you got the best of both worlds, though, Ryan. Here,
yeah. In this case, we didn't have to choose.
Aw, gee.
Oh, So cute. I know we're on the radio, but I mean, they are the pretty people. It's true.
We'll take a picture. We'll send you
yeah. I did take some pictures while you're playing that last song. I'm going to have to take a picture while you're facing me, Aurora, though, because the mic setup in here is
like the back of my man's
people
sweater.
Are
She's
all.
She's got a good sweater, though.
Yeah. People are all facing not each other necessarily or me. But that's the nature of playing here in Alaska Live.
Cozy.
It's cozy, and you got to huddle around the mics that we have. And so, Aurora, you've been in bands with your brother before, right? I mean, there's been a tradition of family bands. And did you all go to Berklee School of Music at one time together also?
I didn't. I went near Berklee School of Music.
She was living in Boston. Close.
You were living in Boston.
She was living in Boston and hanging out and playing with all the Berklee people.
I figured I'd get the part
experience.
Where you don't pay.
That's super handy.
Or learn anything. It's great.
Right. Hopefully, you know, obviously some of the talented folks there at Berklee definitely rubbed off on you, though,
it's
too.
Fun.
Yeah. But, Ryan, you were at Berklee School of Music. And so did you meet some band members there and you formed a band there, or you were just playing in pickup bands there mostly?
I played in a bunch of pickup bands. The first year there, I had a bluegrass band that I was playing with for a while. There's a lot of really good bluegrass musicians. There's a jam every Tuesday night in Cambridge at the Cantab where everybody meets up, and that's a good time there.
And Berklee School of Music has been putting out some amazing folks that, you
oh
know,
gosh.
Like,
yeah.
We just had Rashad Eggleston here with the Old Time Cosmic Trio, and I know that he went there. And
yeah. Bruce Molsky guest teaches the Old Time Ensemble there, which I did for a semester. He kind of co-teaches that with Mark Simos, who was my songwriting teacher there.
Bruce Molsky, when he was here for Alaska Live, was really a great guest, very charming, just had great things to, you know, the background of the songs that he was doing, and I can see him being a really incredible teacher there, too.
Oh, yeah, he's great. A lot of times, you know, we would, it would end up just turning into music philosophy, you
cool.
know, because he would show us how so much of old time is like about the philosophy of how you play it and how you take an old field recording and turn it into your version and how much you keep and how much you change.
I didn't even think of that's some of the things that you guys were doing there is you were listening to these old recordings from you know, historical recordings.
Yeah.
And then trying to put your own spin on them. That's cool. Well, what's next on the set list for Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust?
Got a waltz now.
Oh.
That's probably the closest thing to country I have on the album. It's the end of the year. I've spent my last dollar to get to you. I took you. I don't have much left of myself. I can't.
soft and pretty, something else that I wish I could get for you. Oh, I'm sorry, my darling, I couldn't do right. But I don't have much left of myself I can give to you tonight. Far away, traveled so far to be with you. Far I spent my last night with you, stretched on the couch in your
That's, as they say, a real nice belt buckle polisher tune.
Indeed.
You got to ride a waltz. You know, you have to have, if you're playing where there's people dancing, you know, it's nice to have one of those. So you and Aurora, your sister, have been here in Fairbanks for a while, right? I've seen you at different venues and such. And so it's been nice to have both of you, both of the Bauer kids here.
Since we've been here, my project is actually the second one that we've been working on.
Because there's a Bauer's family band thing going on too.
Yeah, the Norris Bauer's band. That CD is just finishing up now, while my CD is starting.
Nice.
And we're actually walking out of the studio finishing that CD. The night before, we walked into the studio again to work on this one. So,
yeah,
got very comfy with the Ten Flint studio.
Oh, right. Yes. Were you ever confused? You had to look at who was in the room
to see what's going on here.
Oh, right, it's this band now.
We had pumpkin pie last night. Tonight we're having banana bread. Okay, got it.
They treat you well, then.
What's French do?
Yes, I've heard of the brownies at 10th Planet. Mm-hmm. I've heard of the banana bread. And, that's so nice. So, Robindale Ford, she's busy playing banjo and baking for the next people. Are
she does a lot more than just bake and play banjo.
She teaches a lot of people to play bass and banjo and such, too.
She's actually been... kind of doing a producing role on this record.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, cool. she's another one of the people that I trust.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of trust, the Bauers, have your parents left you to your own devices at home?
I know that.
Yeah, right.
There's going to be a giant rager at the house after this. Anybody?
I was up there for.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just going to go back to my cabin.
Right.
I was up there for a few hours earlier tonight, and instead of practicing, they had me like putting away dirty dishes.
Nate McDonald, they put you to
they had
work.
Bring us some food. Yeah. I'm starving over here.
Yeah, he didn't know it was going to be a work party.
Yeah. Because your dad, Pete, was providing the transportation for Nate Montgomery, my last Alaska Live guest.
Yeah.
And your parents were leaving for great adventures, it seemed as though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I got a DeLorme text from them. They're at 13,000 feet right now on this trek in Nepal.
In the Himalayas.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great. Are you jealous? Do you want to be there with him?
Yes.
Yeah.
I told my dad, Dad, can I retire?
Well.
Now?
So, Aurora, you are back here in Fairbanks. It's great to see you. And so are you going to UAF now?
No. Well, it's a funny story. I'm leaving at 6 a.m.
Tomorrow?
This coming 6 a.m.
Oh, wow. In a few hours.
Her original flight actually would have had me taking her directly from here.
Oh, that happens.
Nate.
Right. Nate Montgomery left from
here
to go.
This was an extended summer for me. This still counts as my summer.
Oh,
I don't know why there's snow on the ground, but it's summer for me.
And so where are you headed back to?
Eventually, I'm headed back to Boston right now by way of Colorado and San Francisco. Mm. It's a bit of a circuitous route, but
great.
Getting there eventually.
Right.
She's going to be. Did you have American Nomad on here?
They did, yes.
Yeah, American Nomad. She's going to be touring with them.
Yeah.
Oh, great. With Shiloh and what's his name in
Hassan.
American Nomad? Hassan, yeah.
And I guess they have a bass player too.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the duo was here, the American Nomad duo was here this summer during Alaska Live. And they're great. And so you're touring with them. Are you part of American Nomad then?
As of when I get down to Colorado and begin touring with them.
They kind of explained that their band was nebulous. It was who could play, and that's a great way to do it, you know.
So I'm going to be part of American Nomad at least for the next 3 weeks. So
well, that's great. If you need, you have their CD, so you've learned their songs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Working on it. Yeah.
We have it here, so.
Yeah, it's 6 a.m.
You can listen to it after the show, so you can get ready.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's really exciting. Best of luck with you on that tour. And so you've already done your parts for Sweet Calamity for the Ryan Bowers and Brain Trust.
Yes, I was back in town. I was working down near Trapper Creek. And
back in town for 4 days.
Yeah, for 4 days this stint and for like a little over a week the last stint, I was pretty much recording most of that time.
The Norris and Bowers family band. And,
yeah, we're working on mixing for that and then recording for this. It's been a packed last few weeks.
And what are you doing in Boston these days?
I like to tell people I'm hanging out. My mom doesn't like it when I say that. I do make money
in Nepal, whatever. She can't
Mom
hear you.
Mom likes that.
She loves that.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that. No, I'm playing as much music as I can.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
As you should be.
Yes.
Hanging out close to the Berklee School of Music again.
Yes.
Good. And Ryan, it's great to have you back here in your hometown of Fairbanks.
Good to be back.
Yeah. And you're working already, too, obviously, very hard on these recordings.
Yeah.
And up at 10th Planet. And so you've been spending a lot of time up there.
Yeah, that's pretty much been occupying all my time for the last couple of weeks, at least.
Good. Well, let's hear another song that's going to be on your upcoming CD.
All right, this is one called Alibi.
Can you tell me why you're here tonight? You could be back in your nice warm bed. Why do you come here to share your fears with me? You could be home with him instead. I know it's not not because you love me. You love my brother, but I can't help wishing you didn't come just to hide away. But I have a suspicion that I'll be your alibi. Just for tonight, just for tonight. I'll be your alibi. Just for tonight, I will tell one more lie.
Song is quite perfect for right after Halloween.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's that might have been your murder ballad, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I've managed to squeeze in unrequited love, domestic violence, and murder all into one sad song.
It is one sad song. Oh, yeah. And yeah, kind of perfect for the season, you know, Halloween, yeah. Day of the Dead, and I was just going to say Election Day yet, too. Ba-dum-bum from the drummer back there, Travis Burrows. Oh, wow. Emily Anderson, it is very nice to have you on keys here.
Always.
Always. And those nice melody, the harmonies, too, that you add to the band, too.
I love singing harmonies with Ryan. That's my favorite.
That's great.
Were you guys in a band before Extra Tufts together?
No.
No.
That was your first band, yeah.
Yeah,
it was Robindale Ford who turned me on to Emily's music. I think I saw Robin somewhere. She was like this high school girl just came in and recorded an EP in our studio. You have to hear her stuff.
Nice. And Emily, you were part of the Music in the Gardens series this summer. And that was one of them that we had on KUAC on Music in the Gardens series.
Yeah, I would love to hear that sometime, actually. that was me and two of my other band members, Hannah Sfraga, singing with me, and Ellen Parker on the clarinet.
Yeah.
So it was a nice little lady trio.
Nice little lady trio out there in the sunshine among the flowers.
Yeah, it was like the perfect day of summer. It was the one gorgeous, ideal day.
I don't know how it happened. There were not very many of those that came out from under the shelter. But that day, just gorgeous.
Perfect,
and you ladies just filled the air with some sweet, sweet songs.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Nice. And will you be around next summer?
Yes.
What's the plan?
Then flying away in September to some place.
A location.
A location.
TBA.
TBA. And you've been working with the Summer Arts Festival this past couple years, right?
Yeah, the last couple summers
That's great.
I've been working for them, and they gave me a grown-up job this year. So, you know, I bought a blazer. It's been pretty exciting for me.
You got to have something to fit those keyboards in.
Yeah.
So it's not the smallest instrument you could have picked to play.
No.
And so, wow, that's great. Summer Arts Festival goes on every, kind of mid-July to almost early August, right?
The last 2 weeks in July.
Yeah. And what was your title there this past summer?
I'm the outreach coordinator.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. Oh.
Very nice.
I have a name tag. That's great. To put on my blazer.
You're right. They didn't just use a label maker to make your name. They actually gave you a name tag.
I have to start saying stuff like adult and mature.
No.
Mature. You're so mature, Emily.
Thanks, Ryan.
Were you at Berklee School of Music also when Ryan was there too? Or
we overlapped a year.
You did.
I would see him from afar.
Wait, 2 years.
2 years. That's right. Yeah.
But you didn't play in too many bands together while you were there at Berklee School of Music in Boston.
No, I kind of floated around.
No, Emily was in high demand.
I did not have a
I probably couldn't have booked her if I'd wanted to.
You and your ukulele and your keys and your harmonies were in high demand there.
Yeah, not much sleep happened those couple of years.
It's amazing how many Fairbanksons end up there at that school. I mean, Max Newman, didn't he go there too?
He went to Harvard.
What? Really?
Across the bridge.
Awesome.
Equally as prestigious.
Andrew Keller.
And just as good of a musician.
Mm-hmm. And Sabi went there for a while.
Yeah.
And that's so cool. And you end up not playing in the same bands because you got plenty of other people to play with. You can come back to Fairbanks and play in the same bands.
It's funny. It is true that a lot of times I end up seeing people that live in Boston that are from Fairbanks more when I'm in Fairbanks than when I'm in Boston. It's more of like a novelty. You're like, let's hang out with this very nice person. Let's get a drink here in Boston.
Boston.
It's new.
All right. Well, is there more from the upcoming CD, Sweet Calamity?
There certainly is.
Great.
This one is going to be the title track, Sweet Calamity itself.
Oh, and it looks like, Ryan, that you have changed from the upright bass to now you have the electric bass.
Yeah, this is the only one on the album that I play bass guitar on.
Cool.
You'll hear why shortly. For you.
you, won't drag you back into my scene. For you, without me, the only way to get you clean. Whoa.
Song Sweet Calamity, or did it get a different name and that's just the name of the album?
No, that song is called Sweet Calamity.
All right. And did the rest of the band know that they were going to be called Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust?
They did when I told them. I just thought it was a good description. I don't know, for the group of people that I had gathered together.
It's very brainy.
Yeah. And I felt like I got together the best of the best, and that described it.
And when did they find out that that was going to be the rest of the band's name?
Maybe on the radio.
Right now?
Travis from the drums says he heard it on the radio, on the promo on KUAC.
That's how I like to let them know about all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Just save you in the studio. So,
You know, if I want to organize a rehearsal, I just put an ad on the radio.
Right, that's great. Great. I told you that I was going to name your band if you didn't, and so you came up with a name. So that was good.
Yep. I've noticed that's the way that things get done. Is if someone expects something of you, then you have to do it.
That's exactly
which actually is how I ended up writing this song.
Nice.
The next song we're going to do is one I got the idea of, or the story for this song, maybe about 8 months ago. I'll say I was working on it in that I was plotting it out. You know, I was like figuring out what has to happen in each part of the song, but I didn't do any real bona fide writing on it, until about a month ago, you know, when I gave myself a concrete deadline. I saw Emily at the flop production of Les Mis, which was amazing.
I heard it was amazing.
And at intermission, I told her that I had that I was going to have a new song to teach everyone when we had rehearsal the next day. You know, so then I went home. It's like, I've written nothing on it. I have to finish it now.
You lied to me.
And
by the light of one lone lamp.
You know, so I stayed up late into the night and early the next morning, and still wrote nothing. And then
had to get a new oil.
And then like through noon and afternoon, and I wrote nothing. And then about an hour and a half before rehearsal, suddenly the whole song came out all at once after 8 months of working on it.
It's the way things happen. And so is Aurora all retuned and ready to go on the fiddle there? Good. This is Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust here on KUAC's Alaska Live. It's Ryan Bowers writing the songs, vocals, upright bass, Travis Burrows on drums. We have Aurora Bowers on fiddle, Emily Anderson on keys, and Nate McDonald on acoustic guitar. And they all make up the Brain Trust.
Just go up.
And they have one music stand between them all, and
we're
fight
poor.
Over it.
About 3 feet high. And we are not.
It's kind of a romantic.
Yes. All right. Kick it off.
Sit with head in hand on California, and I have no
Well, that was some darn fine songwriting you did the last minute then there.
Thank you.
The story goes that you wrote that and you finished it up in the last, what, hour and a half before the band arrived for
at
practice?
At the 11th hour.
At the 11th hour.
I was very pleased with myself, though, because there's a lot of words to it.
There were a lot of words to it. And, you know, the chorus was only a part of it.
And the chorus is different words each time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a...
He actually texted me all of the lyrics one day while I was at work so I could read them and like, give any suggestions or anything. And I just pictured him sitting in his little A-frame cabin typing out all of his, like, 20
you.
Million verses. Yeah.
with a single finger.
With
poking
his nose.
At my phone.
But no, he copied and pasted, so I'm not as special as I thought I was.
No, I copied and pasted everyone else's. Yours I typed by hand.
With your nose.
With my nose.
There had to have been an original typing of the song somehow, so, you know, you got to get it on paper.
There was. I actually did write it all on my phone, mostly because, not because I'm an especially fast typer on phones, but mostly because I'm an incredibly slow typist on computers.
Oh.
And my phone I always have with me. I do most of my writing, actually, on my phone. I type it into a memo on my phone, and I have a memo app that saves things online.
I've heard that people have written whole novels on their phones. So,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, it's
the wave of the future.
It's nice. I can write things where I am.
Yeah.
Several of these songs I wrote, you know, on the subway in Boston, going from one place to another.
Right.
You know, that times like that can actually be really good for writing, I think, because...
So how does that work? You write the tune in your head, or you write the lyrics mostly while you're on the subway?
Usually if I was going to be writing something on the subway, it would be something that I already had the melody for. And usually the melody in the very first, like, not necessarily the line that goes at the beginning of the song, but whatever the first line is that came to me, you know, probably I already have that and the melody, you know,
melody is in your head, or you've recorded that and you're listening to it while you're trying to figure out the lyrics?
It depends. Sometimes it's in my head. Usually when I get a good idea for a melody, I record it on my phone also in a little voice
you
memo.
You don't want to lose it. Yeah.
No, you know, I have hundreds of voice memos of me humming things into my phone.
Of course you do.
Casually, as you're walking down the street, I do that.
Oh, yeah.
No, embarrassing when they pop up in your iTunes, you know, you're on Shuffle, and it's like,
yeah, it's just you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten some incredibly weird looks as I've been, you know, walking down the street. I'll be your alibi. Cool, I got it.
Party sidewalk yeah. for you.
Yeah.
It's really good when you're trying to go someplace fast.
Yeah, it's nice. It leaves you a clear path.
Yeah. Like, oh, crazy dude on his phone humming to himself. Danger, danger, danger.
Alert.
Nate McDonald, is this the first time you've been on Alaska Live? I can't believe it is, but if it is,
no worries.
Can you shout at that mic?
I was here,
shout over here.
Maybe, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago or so. I guess it was quite a while. I was here with Matt and George and Dan.
You were part of The Last Frontier.
Yeah.
Was that the name of the band?
Yeah,
all right.
That's been a while.
Well, welcome back. We've redone the studio since.
Thank you.
Just for you.
Just for you. We can fit more people in here now. The way it was before, I don't think Travis and all of his drums and Emily and her keyboards and all else would have fit in here. There's too much oak cabinetry involved. Mm-hmm. We've redone the studios, and it's really nice to be able to pack a whole band in here. I know when Ryan, we were chatting about who was going to be on, I said, hey, we can fit as many as you can invite.
Yeah, there's room for about four, probably four more people here.
I would think so. Yes, absolutely.
If they didn't mind being cozy.
Yes. Well, hey, what's the finale on the list?
All right. Yeah, I think
by committee, it's
we'll end with this is one that I wrote actually as an assignment in one of my songwriting classes at Berkeley. It was a co-writing class taught by Mark Simos, my songwriting teacher there, and so I co-wrote this song.
And so people don't think we're crazy. Berklee School of Music is not the one in California.
It is not the one in California.
It's spelled different.
This is the one.
It
ends in two E's instead of an E-Y.
Good. I just wanted to make that clear because it's not clear to everybody. Everybody's like, Berklee is not in Boston, but it is.
So this is a song called Empty Words that I co-wrote with Indiana Grace Schmidt, one of my classmates.
That was a nice song to end on, too.
Thank you.
You know, seems as though you've got a knack for a love song lately, Ryan Bowers. Hey, thanks so much for being my guest on Alaska Live. This has been great.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Lori.
You bet. This has been Alaska Live on KUAC. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, and my guest tonight was Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust. I will look forward to hearing that new CD that you're and it's in the works, Sweet Calamity.
It is. I'm actually doing a Kickstarter for it.
All right.
Which should be...
Tell us about it.
Okay. The Kickstarter, I'm trying to raise $4,000 to do the CD. There'll be all different levels. You guys are public radio listeners, so you know all about the
premium
mugs
levels.
You know all about the mugs and tote bags routine.
It will be mugs and tote bags.
Or possibly other things.
Uh-huh.
It is not currently live, but if you want to know more about it, email Ryan
at rbowers at berkeley.edu.
Cool.
And Berkeley is BERKLEE.
And you'll put it out on Facebook when the Kickstarter campaign goes live.
And I think if you just put Sweet Calamity in the in the title, then I'll know.
Well,
I'll know it's from you.
Well, congratulations on that, and we look forward to hearing more about it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier.